Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about one of your favorite things to do.
I'm excited.
Something I walk into your office all the time and see you doing.
Taking selfies.
Taking selfies.
I think I've taken one selfie in my life. No, I love this stuff.
I think it's a meme.
A meme?
Yeah, it's like its own thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Did I come late to technology?
The wheel?
Did I? Because I came late to technology.
You did.
Right? And not long ago, well, maybe a year or two years ago, I thought, when I looked at Facebook, a year or so ago, and I looked at all these pictures and I thought, they're all posing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that people practice posing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's this studied approach to how you stand.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to bend a leg and put your hand on your hip and how you smile and everything. So there's this studied approach to selfies.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just casual photos.
Right.
These are staged events.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
I just learned that.
And it's funny because we joke about it, and that's why I say it's sort of a meme, because it's like we joke about it and kid about it because we see videos of teenagers at a baseball game or football game or something, and they're sitting there just pose after pose after pose until they get the right one, and then they send that one out, and that's the one that gets posted on Instagram or Snapchat or something.
And there's a thing called a selfie stick that you can connect your phone to. So you get just the right distance and angle. And so I love this whole thing about selfies because they're made to look spontaneous.
Right.
But it's a very studied approach. You can take 10 or 12 shots until you get just the right one. And that's when you post.
And there's a lot of science behind it.
Right.
Because in science and psychology behind it because we want to portray ourselves in a particular way. And so we work really hard to make sure that the image is portrayed. Now, one of the things that this reminds me of, and this is a great article, it's called The Psychology of Selfies, written by Dr. David Ludden, and it's in Psychology Today. And he talks about, like George Bush and Comey.
Yeah.
There is a height difference.
Or Comey and Trump.
Right. Yeah. There's a height difference that's pretty profound.
Yeah.
Because
Bush is not short.
Yeah, I think he's right at about 6 foot.
He's 6 feet tall.
Yeah. But Comey's like
6'4", 6'5", or something.
So there's about a difference like that, and it makes a big difference.
Right.
But what makes me think of when I was reading this article is I was thinking about I recently went and watched the movie The Mummy.
Yes.
It's the new Tom Cruise movie. And there's a scene in it where Tom Cruise is walking out. It's pretty well known. Tom Cruise is not a very tall person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that he was shorter than the people that he's walking next to, but they all look about even. And I'm thinking, what? How is that? And there's a scene where they're walking through this this little town, and it's a dirt road.
Right.
And you can see cart paths behind them because he must have been standing on something or walking on something to make him close to the same height. But it's all part of the portrayal of what we want to look like or how we want to present, whether it's in film or photos or something like that, because that becomes part of who we are.
Right. Yeah, in some movies they dig trenches so that the taller actor is the same height as the shorter actor, especially if the shorter actor is the star, as Tom Cruise is in most of his movies.
Yeah.
This whole notion of selfies comes from the animal literature, which is bigger animals tend to dominate, and we tend to be afraid of large animals, naturally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to tangle with an elephant,
and
so size matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Size matters.
Yeah.
In the animal kingdom, size matters.
Right.
Okay. The dominant male is usually the largest and strongest.
Right.
Okay? So this has this notion of size has insinuated itself mm-hmm. into the world of selfies.
That's right.
And it's an entertaining article, fun to read.
Yeah.
But there's some good science here.
Right, right. So. And you know, a little bit, another thing from the animal kingdom that we see is that, you know, we tried, or most other animals, they have a distinct way of attempting to lure a mate.
Right.
And so they will, you know, some animals puff themselves up to look right. bigger. Mm-hmm. Other animals are extremely colorful. And right. so they sort of have to do dances and mm-hmm. presentations to attract right. the right. Their potential mate. And, you know, again, the selfie is, you know, sort of the human version of that, where right. we're trying to present ourselves in such a way
that's right.
that we attract potential mates or partners. Or
what people. Do I want to look like? What part of me, what aspect of me do I want to present mm-hmm. in this selfie?
Right. right?
And yeah. it depends on your audience, as right. it turns out.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, because you can, you know, I'm sure that all of you have had this experience where you see, you have a friend, or you're going to meet somebody new mm-hmm. and you know you look them up on Facebook or something, and you see those pictures and you think, okay, that's what that person looks like, so when right. I meet them there, I don't know what, and you get there and they look completely different.
Right.
It's like, when was that other picture taken?
It was
mm-hmm. because either it was, you know, 50 years ago, or it was under a lot right. of Photoshop and right. different circumstances.
Glamour shots.
Yes. Remember glamour shots?
Yes.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's the, you know, it's the idea of presenting yourself in the best possible way, mm-hmm. however you choose to define
right.
that,
right.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And make it look natural, like
right.
I said.
Right. Now, I read a thing not long ago, because as we were setting up our studio, that you should, I think it was Bill Nye,
mm-hmm.
the science guy,
right.
had a program, and said that you should hold the camera above you,
mm-hmm.
hold it higher than
right.
your eyes. And then take the photo from that perspective.
Right.
Well, this adds to that mm-hmm. in a very scientific way.
Right.
Okay. And it depends on your audience.
Right.
So, as a female,
mm-hmm.
how does that work? If I want to present myself as being submissive,
mm-hmm.
then the camera should be straight. I should be looking straight into the camera. If I want to be submissive, I put the camera a little bit above me,
mm-hmm.
so
it looks like
they're looking
viewer.
Down mm-hmm. at you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so if I'm a woman and I want to present myself as being available and submissive, I'll put the camera a little bit above.
Well, if you're a guy and you want to look at submissive and you know, available,
right,
yeah.
right, and if you want, and if you're a woman and you want to look supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sending it to a guy or a woman or something, and you want to look supportive, and then you put the camera straight on.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, for men,
mm-hmm.
if you want to be dominant,
mm-hmm.
let's see, if you want to be dominant, then you would have to put the camera below
mm-hmm.
the camera, because that makes you look taller,
right.
makes your face look leaner,
right.
longer, and it makes you look taller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you want to show women that you're supportive, then it's, again, it's a straight on.
Right.
So the position of the camera is used to send the message of whether you want to be supportive or dominant.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be interesting to see if this research holds up with the opposite way for the genders. You know, if
right.
if a woman wants to present as very dominant mm-hmm. And in charge, and if the camera is lower... And,
right.
you know, I'm not sure that there has been research to really look at that yet. But the, you know, when you think about, when you look at most of, or not most, I don't know that it's most, but a lot of selfies, they're yeah. almost always done from up here. It's never done from down here. It's
That's
always
what
up
I was
here.
Gonna ask you.
And so
they're always above, right?
Yeah. Now, part of that, I think, is the glamour. It's the angle, because if the camera's down and you're looking down, you automatically sort of bunch skin mm-hmm. up and everything underneath your chin, whereas if you're looking up a little bit, it kind of
right.
lengthens things and straightens
things.
That's
what I thought we were doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's some sort of psychology for that as far as appearance goes, but you're right in the way that this research reads, mm-hmm. it suggests that, you know, that also suggests right. Submissiveness and availability and right. A little bit more provocative.
Right. And this is research. In fact, it's research that's being done here in Florida State. Mm-hmm. The woman who set up this study originally is Anastasia Makanova.
Makanova.
I mm-hmm. think is how you would pronounce it.
Yeah.
And she's doing research on this topic. And it's based on something that we talked about years ago, which was the attractiveness literature.
Right. Right.
And why do we find certain faces attractive?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we learned over time that it has something to do with symmetry.
Right.
That symmetry is a sign of good health.
Right.
So if your eyes and nose and mouth and your right. face is symmetrical, and it's the same with our bodies.
Right.
You know, and so, and we learned that men biologically are attracted to women who have an hourglass figure mm-hmm. because the hourglass figure is associated with reproductive capacity.
You know, right.
the hips are large right. enough for reproductive capacity. Whereas women choose men on the basis of their ability to support
right.
and nurture the offspring.
Right.
And that would be in feral animals, it would be the dominant male mm-hmm. who's mm-hmm. most capable of protecting
right.
the offspring,
right.
Supporting and protecting.
Right.
If I go with this guy, I'm going to get taken care of.
Right.
Right? And so there is this biological underpinning mm-hmm. To the attractiveness literature.
Right. And I wish I would have known that you were going to mention that, because I would have looked up the literature that I read a couple of years ago that talks about the differences in attractiveness at different times.
Right.
That because when women are in the midst of their cycle, their menstrual
right.
cycle,
yeah. Yeah.
At different times they're attracted to different things. So as they're beginning to ovulate, mm-hmm. they tend to be more driven towards
right.
the dominant, the more physically right. dominant, mm-hmm. stronger guys, bigger guys, those kinds of things. But when they're not ovulating, their psychology sort of shifts and they become more attracted to people who are more, you know, stable, more
right.
supportive, more emotionally mm-hmm. Stable and right. control. Now, I keep wanting to say the word controlling. I don't mean controlling. I mean they can control their emotions. They're more
right.
stable.
Self-regulating.
Right. Mm-hmm. Self-regulating. That's the word right. I was looking for. So so it's fascinating.
Yeah,
it's fascinating how that happens.
It is.
But it does make itself very apparent in the idea of selfies.
That's what was so fascinating. But when I saw this, I said, we have to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is just great stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
take a look at that if you want to enjoy. If you want a fun read,
yeah, I have the link in the show notes, and and take a selfie, send it to us. Let us know.
That's right. Take a selfie and send it to us.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll.
You've seen us.
I'll get Dr. Richard to take a selfie, and I'll post it. I'll post it on my Twitter because he doesn't have a Twitter. Do you have Instagram?
Yes, I do.
So you can put it on Instagram.
I don't know how to do that, but I have an Instagram account and I have a Snapchat account. I'll have you know. Very high tech. I'm tech savvy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Noreen, if you're listening, bless you, my dear.
Noreen. All right. Well, that is it for today. So, until next time. Go ahead and send us those selfies.
Yes, please.
We'd love to see, see the science behind your selfies. So, all right. So, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thank you.